Blog Talk Radio.
Bells will be ringing. It's sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
Stop. Ay, ay, ay. My friend, I'll be sure. Yes, yes, yes. You can keep up with all things I'll be sure by visiting ilbesure.net. No joke. Really, no joke. I mean, every day you can listen to him in the AM. Secret Garden Radio. All his sexiness. Playing the sexy music of his friends also. So he's all over the internet. So when you visit ilbesure.net, you're going to get hooked up to all information regarding not only he, but his offsprings also. So send much love to he and his family and loved ones also. And thank you, Lil B. Sure, for sending me an invite to a New Year's Eve party yesterday. And speaking of offsprings, remember, L. DeBarge Jr. will be special guest on Saturday for the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am so excited. He is promoting his debut LP, Lion's Den, and also talking all things L. DeBarge Jr. I'm super excited. Really, I am. Can't you hear it? I'm just loving it. Congratulations to Jennifer Aniston and her fiancé. Such a gorgeous couple. And she's expecting. I'm 43, will be 44 in February. I love Jennifer. And, you know, her fiancé, he is just gorgeous. Not to mention, he is just the multi-talented. You know, he's an amazing writer. He's the writer behind Tropic Thunder and other films. And, oh, my goodness, congratulations. And it gives me some hope, you know. I just turned 44. She will be turning 44 in a couple months. Wow. So congratulations. So I guess, you know, just congratulations to them. One step at a time, I guess. They're engaged, and I'm expecting a baby. So congratulations. That is so cool. Yes, all of this within a year and a half, huh? Love it.
Well, it's Matters of the Heart Wednesday. And, as you know, there's more to talk about also. So I just want to thank you. So, you know, we're continuing the conversation from last week. Becoming, because, you know, you married couples and those in exclusive romances, I can dig it because I hear all people who are happily involved talk about it all the time, that they were happily single beforehand. That's how they knew that when they met that person, that significant other, that spouse, that mate, that partner, they knew that person was the one because of how they were happy and satisfied being single. But, you know, everyone wants love, right? I know.
Afraid.
Okie Ricky, remember him? He was a guest almost a year ago. Must extend another invite to him to find out, so we can find out what he's been up to. I know he's been up. I know 2012 has been a good year for him, and need to invite him back so he can update us on all the good things that's been happening within his world and his plans for 2013. But again, Okie Ricky, you can tweet him at Okie Ricky. And his YouTube channel is amazing. That's how he and I befriended one another. And just amazing, really. So, again, I thank you for tuning in this morning. And happy holidays. Your birthday, then you're sharing a birthday with actress Jennifer Connelly, who turns 42 today, and also Bob Barker. TV game show host turns 89 today. The Price is Right, and of course, with animal activists, right? Ed Koch, former New York City mayor, is 88. Connie Francis, singer, actress, 75. Happy birthday to Dionne Warwick, R&B singer, 72. Dickie Betts, rock musician, the Allman Brothers, 69. Dwayne Chase, actor, Kurt in The Sound of Music, is 62. Kathy Rigby, actress, Olympic gymnast, is 60. Sheila E., I've got to send her a happy birthday. Sheila E., an inspiration of mine, singer, musician, 55 today. And Tracy Austin, tennis Hall of Famer, 50. Mayim Bialik, actress, did I pronounce her name? 37. Actor Bill Nighy, Pirates of the Caribbean movies, turned 63 years young today. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to our favorite celebs also. And today in history, courtesy of AAP and the Dallas Morning News, on December the 12th, 2000, a divided U.S. Supreme Court halted the presidential recount in Florida, effectively making Republican George W. Bush the winner, and sending much love to his father, who I believe is still hospitalized with that hacking cough. My mother had been experiencing the hacking cough, and I was out in the element yesterday, and I had a little cough. But I'm wishing George, the father, many wishes, and to get well, and happy holidays to the entire Bush family also. But 1745, John Jay, statesman and the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was born in New York City. 1787, Pennsylvania became the second state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. 1870, Joseph H. Rainey of South Carolina took his seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, becoming the first black congressman. In 1897, the Kazanjammer Kids, the pioneering comic strip by Rudolph Dirks, debuted in the New York Journal. And then in 1914, the New York Stock Exchange reopened for the first time since July 30th. The market had shut down when World War I broke out. 1915, singer Frank Sinatra was born in Hoboken, New Jersey. And in 1917, Father Edward Flanagan found Boys Town outside of Omaha, Nebraska. The first motel, the Motel Inn, opened in San Luis Obispo, California, in 1925, and in 1947, the United Mine Workers Union withdrew from the American Federation of Labor. In 1963, Kenya gained its independence from Britain. 75, Sarah Jane Moore pleaded guilty to trying to kill President Gerald R. Ford. And in 1998, the House Judiciary Committee approved a fourth article of impeachment against President Bill Clinton and submitted the case to the full House. And in 2003, the Keiko, the killer whale made famous by the Free Willy movies, died in Norwegian Forge. And in 2009, Houston became the largest U.S. city to elect an openly gay mayor, with voters handing a solid victory to city controller Anise Parker. And I think she's doing a good job, I believe. Anise Parker. So that is today in history and celebrity birthdays also. And again, if today is your birthday, then happy, happy birthday to you, and wishing you and yours a marvelous holiday season. Wow. Wow. So are you happy, single, satisfied, or are you trying to work on becoming happy, single, and satisfied? And but that's one thing that Ebony Empress talked about on her show yesterday, Real Talk, that airs here on Blog Talk Radio, straight out of England, or straight out of the UK, 8 o'clock the UK time, and it airs at 5 o'clock Eastern time and 4 o'clock my time, Central Standard Time. And I thought it was only cut the last 45 minutes of her show, but I thought it was a rather interesting topic also. It was like kind of like the opposite of what I'm talking about almost. And it was, she was like, wow, there's so many unhappy people out there, you know? And what are the secrets to a successful relationship?
you know, and like I said last night during my broadcast, during primetime hours, I shared my 2 cents. And my 2 cents in the chat room, I'm going to do my best to call her show in the very near future. So she always, I'm always going to blast when she calls into my show. But I always have a great time in a chat room. And the 2 cents that I added is that the secret to a successful relationship, you know, I should know by now, you know, been a romantic and been one that has had some great relationships, but, you know, my marriage is, my marriage didn't work out, you know. But, you know, you learn. And I just from self-discovery and finding out a lot about myself in this past decade, I say that respect is a secret, and it shouldn't be. And allowing your partner to grow, and vice versa, allowing each other to grow within a relationship and things that, and independently too, in interest, because everybody does not have the same interests and hobbies and are just spending a good quality time alone also I think is important. So what I said was respect, allowing your mate to grow, and to be interdependent versus being codependent on one another, because being codependent is not a good thing. You know, it's very addictive, right? And it's not good. But if you're interdependent, you're woven together and allowed to be the individuals that you are, but recognize and respect and grasp that unity of being two people whom are connected as one. You know, if it's spiritually or if it's by legal papers, you know. So it's, that is what I said in her chat room. So that's pretty much what I shared. But last week we shared a lot. I talked about a lot of articles and information regarding being happy, single, and satisfied. I'm looking at my friend, Altrue has a sale. And it's a flash sale, 40% off all candles, free ground shipping on orders over $75. No promo code necessary. Reduced price will appear once items are placed in your cart. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Not valid on previous purchases. Free shipping is via FedEx Ground Service and applies to domestic U.S. orders only. And the sale ends today at midnight, right before midnight. And the holiday shipping deadlines are up until the 18th, where you can overnight. And this is my friend Manuela Testolina, the wife of Eric Benet, her, you know, her company, Altrue. And she has, like, beautiful fragrances and candles that she sells. And so you can like her Facebook page also. But the Unity Collection is inspired by the sensual fusion of Burmese sandalwood and honey. So I just wanted to let you all know while I had my email open and her email appeared, I just wanted to share that with you all. I need to order something from her because it seems like those candles and are so fantastic smelling. So like her Facebook page for Altrue, and also be sure to sign up so you can get information regarding her special promotions and sales regarding her product. Okay, and their daughter should be having a birthday pretty soon. But if I recall, their daughter was born right before Christmas, like around the 22nd or 23rd. So that is amazing. So I just wanted to let you all know about that. And visit my e-boutique also at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. And we have a free gift of purchase at Mark. Spend $30, and not only do you get free shipment, but you get a free gift also. So I just wanted to tell you that. So I think the 17th is the last day where you can order, and your person who you're purchasing a gift for can get their gift on time.
So, yes, yes, yes. So, I can hear a little bit of the Tom Morning Journal show, and they're playing some Run DMC Christmas music. So, on the 22nd, I'm going to play all kind of Christmas music from different genres. It's Saturday right before Christmas. And also, that's the night that my alma mater, Callaway, will be hosting a Christmas party. First, I was all gung-ho and thinking, well, if I don't get sick, I'm going to that party. But, you know, it's a little like, if I'm going to be producing this Christmas show, unless I do it from there, doesn't look like I'll be going. But you never know, I might go. But I was thinking about it. Last year I was sick with the bad cold flu. But I'm doing my best to keep the cold and flu away from me. For real.
Merry Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking after all of these years. The Christmas tree is lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man. Starting to come. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. Sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself. It's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day. Come Merry Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, told me you were gone. I cried so hard. Oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day. On Mary's Christmas. Still the whole world celebrates
Compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before she starts? Does not compute. Yeah. Does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Christmas, everybody. We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. This one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I. For all the things you do. We're gonna take the time to stop and appreciate you me. Merry Christmas, yeah. Hope you're the sweet one. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Christmas, yeah. Christmas. appreciate the sacrifice you made.
Merry Christmas, G.I. Joe.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Influenza is not a joke. I've been thinking about getting a vaccination. Wow, hospitals here are like over flooded with flu patients. One hospital, the hospital I was born in, St. Dominic Hospital, literally have beds in the hallways. No joke. I mean, the flu, I've been hearing about how bad the flu has been since August when it was summertime. And that's why I'm like, I cannot. I'm doing everything I can to not get sick, really. So, wow. So, this, if you think you should, then you should get vaccinated. Because that's really important. Very, very, very important.
Thank you.
time. Cause that was a lie too. Or one way and another.
She's been at it for a while. Let you walk, let you talk, baby, let you smile. Don't know why I even tried. Sex was good, but we went in the bed all the time. I only spoke a little bit, miss me when I was little shit. Everything you get in. I don't like the feel of it. All we had, girl, you're killing it. I know how to deal with it.
Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Hey, how to be single and happy? Published at WikiHow to do anything in September says that being single is not anything to be ashamed about in our age. We live in a time when most relationships break up and there is no guarantee that even the best ones will last. In the meantime, there is much to enjoy in life and singleness has a great many benefits that those couples who envy would give an arm or a leg for. Number one, step one is take charge of reality and give up all that envy. Stop worrying about everyone else around you getting into relationships and thinking that you need to as well. All those happy couples in movies and TV shows are the fabrications of Hollywood writers designed to sell tickets and get high TV ratings. Real couples have messy lives. They fight, leave the bathroom dirty, and steal the remote from each other. Give up those unrealistic fantasies of your soulmate and notice how most people around you are just regular folk, good people, not magical heroes who fix each other's lives. Step two, focus on becoming the best person you can be. Take classes, work out, grow a garden, do volunteer work. Like, I'm focusing on my body image pretty much. You know, just becoming the fittest that I've ever been. And I, you know, so, hey. grow a garden, do volunteer work, go to therapy, do whatever your heart desires. Remember that everything you do should be for you. High self-confidence will attract more friends and maybe in the long run even a little romance. Once you become the person you like, though, you may be less willing to compromise what's important for romance. Concentrate on yourself and figure out what you like and don't like. Make plans with friends that you haven't seen in a while. Take a nice hot bath. Read a book or walk the dog. Take time for yourself and don't sweat finding someone. You can't go on looking for love. Love has to find you. Exactly. And step three, indulge yourself. Go out and get your nails done. Have a spa day. I'm so neat for one of those days. Have a spa day or get a massage. Just because you don't have someone to impress or pleased doesn't mean you should stop pleasing yourself. Exactly. You are a strong, independent person who deserves the best, so give it to yourself. And step four, play the field. Go out and have fun. Go out to clubs with your friends. Dance and flirt with others if you like. Don't be afraid to give or take phone numbers. Just realize that nothing may come of it. Don't take the above advice to mean that you should go for every piece of ASS out there. You have a reputation to uphold and a promise to your body, mind, and soul to take care of you. You don't need another person to make you feel special. And step five is realize that you are still lucky and fortunate. Many people around the world are either chronically ill, homeless, living in poverty, starving, fleeing from warfare, and have no personal freedoms due to dictatorships. If you are depressed and think you are not lucky because you are single, think again. People in those aforementioned conditions have it harder than you. And in step six, take up a new hobby. Learn guitar, join a tap class. And I mean, you do stuff like that, you end up, you know, upgrading your social life, and you meet people and make new friends or reconnect with old friends, and you never know what blossoms out of that also. Oh, that's me talking right there. Write a novel, cook some gourmet meals. Whatever you've ever wanted to do, do it now. Trying something new can lead to new skills, friendships, and self-esteem. And seven, look in the mirror. Say things that you like about yourself. Repeat phrases. Yeah, because I kind of pretty much have, had to reprogram myself also. say things that you like about yourself. You know, have your affirmations, you know, and your prayers and so on. And they really do help, really they do. Repeat phrases to yourself such as, I am strong and I am a beautiful individual. And tell your reflection that you love you. You need to know that you cannot expect others to make you happy. You are the only person who can make you happy in the end. And then step eight says, become an optimist. This is a trait that helps you whether you are single, married, divorced, or widowed. Keep a gratitude diary. Every night, think of three things you are grateful for. Yes, you know, this time of year is not the only time to be thankful and grateful. Every minute, every day. I am grateful every day I see a new day. Yes, Lord. Find a silver lining in everything throughout your day and save your little pleasures. You'll live longer, make it through both tough times more smoothly, and even avoid the common cold more often. You know, I've heard that, you know. You kind of sad, it kind of breaks down your immune system. Tips, value the things that you have, such as your creativity, your intelligence, your friends, or your pets, as well as your newly found independence. You don't need to fake and plaster on smiles all the time if you're not truly happy. Be yourself. If it's a recent breakup, it's okay to be sad, but only for a period of time that proportionate to the length, intensity of the ended relationship. Any longer, it's just not being fair to yourself or others. Warnings. When flirting with others, be sure not to overdo it. Leading others on is not attractive. And if you do find yourself in a new relationship, make sure you're over your last relationship. It's not fair to the new person, and it's certainly not fair to you. I am pretty much, everybody that's in my past, romance-wise, I honestly can say is in my past. Maybe your last relationship wasn't the best. Maybe they were abusive or controlling. Maybe for whatever reason they were not treating you with the respect and decency that you deserve. Whatever the case is, don't blame yourself for the breakup. Do not shut yourself in. It's okay to be vulnerable. When the time comes that you feel ready for a relationship again, make sure that you're ready. If you're still unable to open up and trust, then that's a clear sign that maybe you still aren't ready yet. That's okay. Just don't become bitter or cold. It's a risk to open your heart, most exactly, and it's hard to be vulnerable and trust again. But by not doing so, you're not only depriving yourself, but also depriving the other people out there who are good people and who could be potential relationships. So remember that. I think that was a very good article. Also, I'm tweeting it out. But I that was a pretty good article. You know, some might disagree with one or two steps, but overall that was a pretty good article. Good steps to, you know,
really being who you are. So, wow. And then I have mentioned about being how to love yourself, and this was published in October. And how to love yourself being single. Being single alone while others are having a ball requires special strategies. Being single may not seem easy, but with some of these tips, you will learn to love your single life and your single self. Step one, know that all you need to make yourself happy is you. You don't need others to make you happy. Accept yourself for who you are because you are amazing, unique, even. Two, listen to happy music. It helps to keep your mood and confidence up, which will help attract people to you. Three, buy a little black dress. And if you're a guy, I say buy a nice fragrance or buy a nice black sweater, a nice black jacket. But, you know, buy a nice fragrance if you're a guy. That's my advice. Buy a little black dress. Even if you don't have an event to wear it, buying one will help you feel sexy and bring up your self-esteem. Plus, if you have an event later on that requires a cocktail dress, you won't have to go through the stress of finding one. Four, keep yourself occupied. Sitting around the house all day